CBB Vice Chair Jimmy Maxey from Fresno, California, told me he feels the meetings went very well.
We've been trying really hard to restructure the committee so everybody on the board through the committee work has input into the development of programs. And I thought that our board worked very hard, and what I've seen coming out of that has been great information as we put together our programs and look at funding programs for our next year, which actually starts October 1st. So all of that funding decisions will be made in September, but there was great work that was done by our committees that brings light to a lot of things, a lot of contractors reviewing before those committees and showing them about those programs, and we got great information back from the committee. So I was quite pleased with the summer meeting.
Maxey said with changes made this past year and using more social media avenues shows they are trying different ways to reach their target audience.
We also are coming into, there's an industry long-range plan that's put together by the entire industry, many industry groups that, you know, put into this to develop the plan. And what we do is we try to align with that as we go forward with our programs. So, you know, it's new, but we're still working with just $1 per transaction as far as our collections, and that dollar is a mid-1980 dollar. So you take inflation on it, and then also the fact that cattle have gotten bigger over the last 20-some years that we've had the checkoff, so we're actually moving more product for that dollar collected. So, you know, we just have to get better and better at doing what we're doing.
For more information, just go to mybeefcheckoff.com. Today's report was brought to you by Your Beef Checkoff, which tells consumers why beef is above all else as a protein choice. Learn more at mybeefcheckoff.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.